for Delaware State of the Arts. I'm Andy Truscott. My guests today are Gene Dahlgren, president of Delaware College of Art and Design, and Lee Stube-Scher, dean of Continuing and Professional Studies. For 25 years, the Delaware College of Art and Design, or DCAD, has empowered emerging creatives through its Associates of Fine Arts degrees in animation, game art, illustration, fine art, photography, and graphic design. The college's rigorous curriculum and vibrant student community have activated the careers of over 1,000 graduates in a wide range of creative fields. DCAD and their graduates have woven their influence into the world in which we all live, work, and play. Gene and Lise, welcome to Delaware State of the Arts. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Andrew.
Some of our listeners might not know that such a resource like DCAD exists in Delaware. Can you share more about what DCAD is and how the school got started?
Sure, I'd love to take that question. We were founded in 1997 in one of the strangest births of a college ever. The Wilmington Renaissance Corporation at the time put out a request for proposals for an art school, and two art schools answered that request: Pratt Institute in Brooklyn and the Corcoran in Washington, D.C. And the two schools worked together to create DCAD. Its original board was a board of managers that was mostly comprised of people from those two organizations. And for many years, we were a feeder school to both of those schools. In 2014, we went independent, and now our graduates transfer to many of the top art and design schools all over the country.
More specifically today, we're excited to learn more about DCAD's new product design UX UI accelerated course. This is something I've seen pop up in Google searches and in people's resumes. And so I'd love for you to be able to share more about what the program is, what this track entails, and how students might get involved with it.
In our strategic plan and in working with the Board of Trustees and our leadership team here at DCAD, We were thinking about how we could take our programs into the 21st century and beyond and really provide more opportunities for students, who, not only those who have already graduated, but those that are about to graduate and really need those very specific skills. And Lise, who is the dean of this area of the college, did an amazing amount of research with some others in our leadership team and settled on these courses that are sort of a boot camp style of course, non-degree, non-credit, and enable students to come up to speed very quickly with tech skills.
Our professional studies area is one that we're really interested in growing, and really in a way that would complement our Associates of Fine Arts degree. And we wanted something that would allow anyone who's looking to grow their career, transition their career, or just really sort of maybe upskill in a different way, to learn a new set of skills that they could take forward with them. And obviously the tech industry today has very high needs for creatives. And so we were really looking at how could we be that bridge? How can we help someone who's maybe been a graphic designer for 10 years, who's interested in doing something new or different or evolving their career in a different way, make that transition into some of the many high demand jobs that are in tech right now. And so that's really what sort of was the initial seed for this. And then it was a question of how do we do it? And what is that bridge? What is it that we could model and bring to DCAD that would support that transition? So as Gene mentioned, we did a significant amount of research and we found Flatiron School in New York, who is offering a product design UI UX course. And we really felt like they would be a great partner for us to seed and begin this initiative of growing these programs that will be focused on really sort of our alumni, professionals who are out there, people who are looking to really sort of change or evolve their career in some manner. So that's how we really came to Flatiron. They have an expertise now for over 10 years. They've been working in tech education. They do all these accelerated programs. So again, you know, people who are looking to transition their careers, they don't necessarily have, you know, a year or 2 years or even 3 years to go back to school. So the boot camp accelerated model is really something now that is accepted by industry and allows people to make these transitions in, you know, through a 12-week or 15-week course. So it's still a big commitment and it's still a lot of time, but, you know, it's a shorter period of time. And then that gives you the skills and the career coaching on the other side to make that transition into the workforce.
Right. And Andrew, I think, you know, one of the things that was part of this thinking is really how can we change the narrative on the starving artist? Because after over 30 years in higher ed, there's not a year that has gone by that I haven't had to talk parents off the ledge that their child is going into the arts. They're fearful. They don't understand it. This child of mine will never get a job. And all the same arguments that were alive and kicking when I was going to art school many years ago. And we really know that the opportunities are there's so many more opportunities for artists these days than there ever was before. And these are just some of the ways that we can provide really good career pathways for those artists and designers. So, you know, we really think it's a good fit for us. It's a good fit for the state of Delaware. You know, we have a lot of corporations right in our backyard who don't really understand how there's intersections between an art school just down the street and what they do in their business. And yet it's extremely relevant because what we teach here is creativity. And that's one of the number one skills that everybody's looking for.
For those that might not know what product design is or UX UI is, can you talk a little bit about what that concept is?
A good example would be your phone, right? So if you pick up your mobile phone and you start to interact with it, that has all been designed, right? So it's a piece of technology, a very complex one, that's been simplified by the thinking that goes into how do I move people from the first click all the way through to a shopping cart, for example. So that is user experience. User interface is the look of what that looks like. User experience is the creativity and thought behind moving somebody through for a particular purpose. Lise, how did I do? Is that accurate?
That's absolutely accurate. And I think another example that people would be familiar with besides their phones are streaming services. So all of us have, you know, a multitude of streaming services now that we have to engage with and interact with. And I know one of the streaming services that I use just changed their interface. And it just, you know, it stopped me dead in my tracks when I opened it up because I was like, oh no, they've made a change. But again, they're looking to always enhance, change, you know, based on user experience, user information, and their goals as a company, because obviously they're looking to generate revenue. And as Jean mentioned earlier, and Andy, you were referring to this as well, that almost every type of business these days, doesn't matter what industry you're in, needs product designers, needs people to understand and engage with their product, in some manner or another. So it really is, product design is really ubiquitous in our world right now. It just sort of happens. And a lot of us don't notice it even because it's just part of our everyday routines.
And these individuals going through this track are likely the people that are working for a company, but in between the engineers and the customer. Would that be a correct statement?
Yes, very much so. That's really accurate. And it really is a wonderful kind of position because as creatives, we might not know or be interested in the back end, the actual construction of the interface, but we certainly have good vision in terms of how to get people through the front end. And so working exactly like that with engineers, with teams of database designers and so forth. That's where the creative part comes in. And I've seen teams like this work together and having that creative head in the room really changes the paradigm. It really gets people to think in a different way and problem solve through this process that we think is just, again, perfect for the kinds of students that we serve.
I know that probably the high level looking at this is that the byproduct or the product of product design are applications, are streaming services, are digital in nature. Is there a world in which product design can relate to in office or in business situations where they're not necessarily creating a digital product, but are looking to either mainstream a process or mainstream a procedure, kind of similar to design thinking?
Yeah, it does. And from my perspective, yes. Because again, having taught graphic design for a long, long time, I think what we end up realizing is that really what you are problem solvers, right? So what is the problem and how do you work through that? And that's where creatives have a special advantage. I say this to the parents that are fearful, is the way we think and the weirdness of it is actually extremely useful in the boardroom, right? So we might approach a problem in a completely different way than an engineer or an accountant, because our brains are wired differently. And thankfully for that, because it does help us lead through problems different ways. For example, when I was teaching, we used to teach our students different ways to do presentations. So rather than using PowerPoint and using a template, is there a way that you can engage your audience in a presentation that will engage them all the way through and stimulate conversation or some such, rather than just having something presented to you? So I think all of that, those are the kinds of takeaways that someone going through this course could take with them.
I just want to take a quick moment here to remind our listeners that you're tuned in to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV, for Delaware State of the Arts. This is just one of many new initiatives coming out of DCAD. And so my favorite part is to open it up to you all to say, what's new, what's exciting, what's coming down the pike at DCAD that we think is important for the listeners to know about?
Right. Well, thank you for that, Andrew. And we do have a lot of new things. I'm happy to say in our 25th year, we just got information back from the Department of Ed in the state of Delaware that our game art proposal has been accepted. And so that new major will start in full force in the fall of 2023. We're recruiting for our first class right now. And game art, just again, to make these subtle distinctions on what that is, game art is the process of the front end of a game. It's not the back end. It's not the designing a game, but rather how does a character, for example, stand in one place, turn, move, pivot, and so forth. So that's all part of it. And we're super excited about that major. And then we are sending to the state ed department a new photo and video program that will be a kind of redesign of our current photography program to include courses in video. And we think that's going to be also super hot and super fun for students coming in. And those are coming, we hope, for fall 2023. Photo and video needs to go through the approval process, but game art is already approved. And then Lisa will be adding some more courses too. Lisa, if you wanted to speak about those.
I'd be happy to. Thank you. So, you know, the product design course is just the first of what we hope will be many different professional studies courses that we're going to be offering, both for people who are looking to transition their careers and people who are just looking for professional development, who are looking to add to their existing skill set. So the next course that we hope to launch, which will be next fall, is a data visualization course. Because again, we know we live in a data-rich world. Data is there's big data everywhere. But what do we do with it? How do we manage it? How do we bring it forward? How do we share it in an effective way? And so, data visualization has really become almost a necessary tool that anyone in any industry needs. You know, going back to Jean's example of how do you engage people in presentations? You know, if you're asking someone to present something, throwing a bunch of numbers at them is not, and graphs is not going to work. So are there more compelling ways that you can manage and create more visually impactful modes of communicating data that needs to be shared with people? So that's really our, I think, next up on our list. And then we hope to continue into augmented reality and virtual reality and, you know, digital media. There's like a whole sort of list of potential courses that we can begin to design, including game design. Jean just mentioned game art, which we will be bringing in as a major on our degree side of the house. But I'm also looking at game design, so the back end, so that potentially our students and others could learn both and have at least a sensibility of what it does take to build the game on the back end, which would then inform the game art side of it, the front end of the game. So we're looking at, you know, how the AFA degree and the professional studies complement each other, but also we want to really address sort of the wide range of learners that are out there that are looking for opportunities.
As we're looking at logistics around these programs, are the majority of them in person or the majority of them online? And
that's a great question, Andy. Thanks for asking that. They are currently, our product design is going to be fully online, which is fantastic. So that means that anyone anywhere can take it. It is an accelerated course, which means that it'll be 12 weeks full time. So it is a deep sort of dive into the curriculum and into the course for, you know, 3 months, essentially. But really on the other side of that, the goal is for someone to then go through the career counseling that is also part of the program and secure a job at the on the other side of it. The professional development courses that we're looking at developing would be definitely much more, you know, weekends or evenings will be more flexible. We're just looking at sort of what the best needs are in terms of that audience and having some discussions about that right now.
Right. And I think one other thing to add is that, you know, this is really addressing a need in the state and beyond, because doing our 2-year degree program, getting your associates in fine art, which is a professional associate's degree, and then adding 1 or 2 stackable credentials after that really puts you in great shape for a starting position after 2 years. So, you know, we really think we're addressing a place in the marketplace. This is workforce development. No one includes this in that conversation, but they should, because it's workforce development in the arts. We're really thinking about ways students can get their degree, add some additional skills, and then be really marketable for the jobs of the future.
I would imagine some of these outputs or some of these careers that your students are taking, there's not necessarily always a need for a 4-year degree. Being able to learn product design, graphic design, game design, in this truncated 2-year situation is in some capacity better for the students, because they may not be burdened with as much student debt, but be able to get out into the community and into the workforce even faster.
Indeed. And I think that's another part of our secret sauce is really, you know, we have kept our costs as low as we possibly can. And students come to us sometimes for that reason, as a place to get started. And they do extremely well, whether they go out in the marketplace right afterwards and get a job. Our students do get jobs after the 2-year degree. But then also additionally, many of them transfer and get very good scholarships going to their next school. So it does prepare both ends. And then, you know, occasionally we get students who've gone through 2 years of art school and they realize, you know, this is my passion, but this is not what I want to be my career. So you can take those skills and perhaps finish your undergraduate degree in business or in some other field and not have invested 4 years in art school and then and then and then.
If we think back on the 25 years of DCAD, is there an example of student work that you think has just excelled artistically as they've graduated and moved on from DCAD to a professional career?
Well, I can picture and think of so many alumni. And today, on the day we're recording this, we just had 2 alumni come back who graduated in the last 2 years. So during the pandemic, one was our student representative to the Board of Trustees, and he has transferred to the University of the Arts in Philadelphia and is just excelling and talking to me about how well prepared he was to go there and jump right into his junior year and be extremely successful and be a leader. Because the other thing that our students do here in coming to a small school is they also build confidence, and that is so important to their success in their artistic career. Those who are not in the arts don't realize how terribly intimidating it is to put your work up in a critique in a classroom and have it ripped apart. It builds characters. So, you know, we are kind and gentle, but we do put them through the ropes here, and they really are in great shape for that next step.
Why do you think an arts education is so important as these students progress through their educational journey?
I could talk about that all day. I will say, I've spent my whole life advocating for an arts education because I think, you know, as I said earlier, we teach creativity. We teach people how to face a blank page every single day and not be afraid. And that's really a very unique skill. You know, there's no fear in starting from new. There's no fear of starting without a draft. And I think that's just amazing. Someone asked me in an interview what prepared me for being a college president. And I said that, you know, lack of fear of the blank page, not afraid to start from nothing and make something. Even if the something isn't that good every day, you know, you just have to dive in. And I think that's what we teach at art school, is that ability to be resilient, to be resourceful, to be a thinker, and to stick with something.
I want to make sure students and listeners hear one more time that to learn more about this program, to learn more about the school, they should visit dcad.edu. And that's dcad.edu. Delaware State of the Arts is a weekly podcast that presents interviews with arts organizations and leaders who contribute to the cultural vibrancy of communities throughout Delaware. To find out more about the division, visit arts.delaware.gov.